righty. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for joining me here this evening and investing your most valuable asset, which is your time. And excited to share some important information with you. No matter how small your business is, we're going to map out a blueprint, the three stages of momentum for your business, and help you to understand what the next step looks like, to create a clear roadmap for what you need to do, what you need to be focused on, what you need to be looking for. And those three stages are: stage number one is builder, stage number two is lead, and stage number three, or phase number three, is leader of leaders. And so we're going to go through each of those phases and talk about how you know you're in those phases, what you should be doing, and what you should be looking forward to as you move into your next phase. So your first stage, your phase one, builder, your building phase, your recruiting phase, your duplication phase is the foundation of your business. And it's really based upon your own efforts. You need to be a person who's worthy of duplication. It's your hardest, most difficult phase because you're going to go and be doing a large part of the work. So this is a highly leveraged business model, and ultimately you're going to have other people who are going to be investing their time, their efforts, their money, their samples to go out and build your business, but you got to start it first. So if we can start with phase three first, more people would have more fun with it. If you could start with thousands of people and have other people working for you, everyone would join this business. But unfortunately, it's a weeding out process, just like every other thing that you do in your life. There are a lot of people who start in Little League Baseball and millions of kids, and ultimately there are only a few hundred or a few thousand that make it into the big leagues. And it's the same with education. You know, you start at kindergarten, and then first grade's a little harder, and second grade's a little harder, and third grade's a little harder, and there's a weeding out process until school becomes more enjoyable. And so this important phase of recruiting, duplicating, building starts with getting started right. You know, understanding the power of the system, understanding leverage, understanding the basic concepts and commitments that you have as a distributor to go and introduce other people to the business. And so we have a Getting Started training program that outlines that very specifically. We did several conference calls, and ultimately we're going to have a nice little training guide that's going to be in the back office for you that's going to help you and help every person you bring into the business know that process. And it starts with five commitments. The five commitments are integrity, doing what you say you're going to do, treating it like a business. If you treat it like a business, it'll make you money. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. Inviting people, making sure that people know that you're open for business by sharing samples, following the system and encouraging others to do the same, and then that commitment that you're going to be here 1 year from now, no turn back, total focus on building your business. So those are the commitments, and then you use the process, the pipeline process, and PIPE is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role, in which you make your list, you hand out your samples, you direct people to information on a website or a conference call, and then you do three-way phone calls with your upline expert to help people understand what is so valuable about this product and this business and to answer any objections. And so that pipeline process over and over and over again is what's going to be the key to your phase one building, recruiting, and duplication efforts. And that ultimately, as you start to build, you're going to want to create a game plan, create some priorities, know why you're doing this business, when you're doing this business, and what you want to accomplish in your business to keep you on track to make sure that you're putting one step in front of the other over and over and over. I like to say to learn to crawl before you walk, before you run, and the crawling's the hard part, you know, and you want to make sure that you're handing out enough samples, talking to enough people, and then importantly, getting people started right when they say that magic word yes, that your commitment, your focus on them to do the exact things that you're doing, to make the five commitments, to follow the pipeline process, to make the list, to do the basics, the blocking and tackling, if you will, to make sure that they, you know, are on auto ship, that they are talking to people, and that they have a game plan for why they're doing the business, when they're going to be doing the business, and what they want to accomplish. And so you're going to be spending basically 100% of your time that you're doing the business, doing the business. you know, maybe it's 80%. You know, maybe there's some research, maybe there's some organizing, and, you know, there's some making sure that your business is set up right and making your files, you know, and updating your files and, you know, those sorts of things. But mostly you're going to be out talking to people. You're going to be out there sharing the product and sharing the story and sharing the product and sharing the story and sharing the product and sharing the story. And there's a number of ways you can do it. There's a number of different people you can target, and that's all for another call. But basically, that's your phase one. And phase one's going to last until, oh, I don't know, maybe you have 30 to 50 people. It's your first, you know, two, three, four levels of duplication. And you'll really know that you're out of phase one when you have new people coming into your business that you don't know. Not because you're not paying attention, but because you enrolled somebody who enrolled somebody, and then they've become self-sufficient enough that they've enrolled somebody and it didn't take your efforts. Maybe it's somebody from out of state. Maybe it's for somebody who, you know, just you weren't the one on the three-way call. You weren't the one handing out the sample. You weren't the one doing all the follow-up. Things start to happen in your business that are happening outside of your own influence, and that's leverage, and that's beautiful. When you start to make money off the efforts of other people recruiting and duplicating and building. So that's phase one. As I said, that's the most difficult, the most, you know, most important, really, because it's the foundation of your business. And so if you're willing to go through phase one, which only a small percentage of people are. So a lot of people have the intention of going through phase one, but they may enroll two or three or five people and then stop. They may talk to two or three or five people and then stop. But if you go through your list, if you make your list, all your cell phone list, all of your email list, quantity first, quality second, most everybody wants to grow biologically younger, look, feel, and perform like a younger person. So almost everyone is a prospect for this business because of the types of products we offer and because of the opportunity that we offer in this economy. Most everyone's looking for more money. That, you know, if you're willing and you're able and you're diligent and you focus and you have a one-year, no-turn-back, you know, commitment to this, then you'll be able to build your business step by step, block by block, and get into phase two, level two, stage two, whatever you want to call it, which is leading. So you're going to be communicating. You're going to be teaching. You're going to be managing. You're going to be identifying key people. You're going to be acting as that enroller, that source of information, the person who's helping to answer questions, handle objections, the person on the back end of the pipeline process. For a lot of folks, you're the one who's got the good story. You're going to become more active, more visible, act as an example, watch the numbers, and really start to see that this is a business that's not only paying for your product for free, but is actually earning you a nice little residual income check, a little bit of mailbox money, that's going to motivate you to say, wow, this is helping to pay the bills. Maybe I need to be spending more time and more focus on this. And the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. So, you know, the more that you are excited, the more that you're motivated, the more that you're helping people, the better off you are. Now, you're still going to be spending 50 to 80% of your time doing. You're still going to be out there talking to folks, handing out samples, telling your story, and doing that pipeline process. So you don't stop that. That's one of the biggest mistakes I've seen over the 20 years I've been in network marketing, is people start to feel the power of leverage and they take their foot off the gas pedal. They say, oh, good, now I've done my hard work and I'll let everyone else do, and I'm not going to do anymore.
I have a very good friend of mine, lives here in Colorado, and he has an organization of, 60, 70, 80,000 people, and he still enrolls probably 5, 6, 7 people a month into his business every month, and he's been doing it for 10, 12 years. And the reason is because you never know who's going to be the next great person, who's going to be the next big leader, who's going to be the person that's going to make your life even easier, build the foundation even thicker, even stronger, and be the next example, be the next story, you know, and also not only for your benefit but from their benefit. You know, you never know who's the person you're going to be able to help that's going to really be able to make a difference. So I want to impress upon you that phase one really never stops, but that you start to spend more time doing other things. You promote and or attend the conference calls because you're spending a little more time in your business. You're going to be looking at your back office to check the gauges, to keep some records, to chart some progress. You're going to be sending out emails to your team. When, you know, if you're down in Florida and Dave Sandoval's coming down to Florida next month, you're going to be there rallying the team and promoting the meeting and sharing positive information. Or if you're not in Florida, you know, who do you know in Florida and who on your team is in Florida? And so you're going to, you know, be promoting and holding parties and events and meetings and whatever promotions the company's doing, whatever new concepts come out, whatever new compensation plan changes happen, because you're the leader. You're the person who is helping to, you're responsible for more than just yourself. You're responsible even more than just the people you personally brought into the business, but you have a more visible role in the organization. And this pipeline process, not the pipeline of the recruiting process, but the pipeline of moving up or the stair step process is really an important strategic advantage in your business. I just read an interesting book called Delivering Happiness, and it's by the CEO of a company called Zappos, Z-A-P-P-O-S. And Zappos is a online shoe company that went from zero to $1 billion in sales in 10 years. And this is the CEO of the company. His name is Tony Hsieh, which is spelled H-S-I-E-H. H-S-I-E-H. Tony Hsieh is how it's pronounced. And, you know, Tony's an amazing guy. And this is the second big company he built, and he's only 35 years old. But the story of Zappos and how it relates to this stair-step approach is that every position within their company, merchandiser and buyer, they have a career path in which they stair-step people through, and they have skills that they're supposed to be learning. They have trainings at each level, and it's very disciplined so that it's not about the people. It's system-dependent, not people-dependent. So this is a people business for sure, but if you make everything about the people, if one person leaves, then suddenly the system falls apart. If you make it about the system and that there's a way that you know you go from builder to leader and that the leaders emerge and when they start to have a group of 30, 40, 50, 60 people, that they start to attend conference calls more, that they start to be more visible, that they start to do the things of promoting events that leaders do, and when you have a team of 1,000 people, you'll naturally have 10, 15, 20 leaders that are helping you to do the work that you need to do. So you want to be marching up this process. And again, I don't know whether you have one person on your team, 101 people on your team, or 1,001 people on your team. I don't know where you are, but your goal is to get from builder to leader and to have a serious part-time income, to be looking forward to getting your check and that it's making a difference in your lifestyle. So now you're going to have 4 to 10 levels of duplication. You might have 50 to 500 people. You're going to have new leaders in your business that you don't know well. Again, not because you're not paying attention, but because you have bursts of activity in different states, and things are going to start to pop up where you're going to have new recruiters, new builders, that you're going to have to go and say, wow, who is that person? How can I reach out to them? How can I connect with them and help them, to support them, to grow them so that they can move up so I can move up? Because that's one of the things is you're a teacher in this business, and you're going to get paid based upon the effectiveness of your students. And so being a leader is very fun, and it's a different phase, different skills, and it's skills that a lot of people don't have. So, you know, those that are able to build, that are able to enroll, that follow the pipeline process and hand out samples, they may be great at that, and they may not be so good at leading. And that doesn't mean you're going to be a failure, but it does mean that you should be focused on communication and focused on, you know, these other things that will help to build your business with even deeper foundation. So the third phase is leading leaders, to be a leader of leaders, to build community, to really be visible, to create the culture, drive the meetings, motivate others, to be the example. And at this point, you should be spending still 30 to 50% of your time doing. 30 to 50% of your time recruiting and duplicating and sharing product and doing the basics of getting people started right. But you're going to be spending even more time on the lookout for opportunities and challenges, listening to what your downline is saying, listening and understanding and making connections with the corporate team, running interference on big issues, being an advocate and a problem solver, and supporting direction of the team and of the business, you know, identifying new products that can be promoted, sending out emails to your team, sharing information, developing yourself, and sharing the information that you learn. So whenever the company is doing something, you're on top of it. You know it. Whenever the field is doing something and your team is doing something good, some new idea, some new way that people are sharing information, sharing a new product, having success, you hear about a fantastic testimonial, you take the time to share it with others because you're making thousands of dollars a month now. And you know, by making thousands of dollars a month, this becomes a more significant part of your life experience, and as a more significant part of your life experience that you choose to. You want to invest more time on your business, and so you can become a leader of leaders. And, you know, at this point, you have, you know, 500-plus people, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, and, you know, if you begin with the end in mind and understand that it gets easier, it's almost unfair, but that's the reward. Your work gets easier. Your work gets more fun, and the pay gets bigger, but you got to go through the first couple of phases before you get to the third phase. So I guarantee you that if I could snap my fingers and put you in the business that my friend has here in Colorado, and you could get his kind of paycheck, which is tens of thousands of dollars a month, and have thousands of people who know him and that he knows, and, you know, he emails and they call him, and he calls them, and he just has a great time. It's easy to recruit. It's fun to recruit because he's seen success so many times from so many people he's brought into his business that it's easy. His belief level is so high, it's easy for him to share the opportunity. And so the hardest challenge for you or for those who come after you is to go and believe in the business, believe in the product, believe in the system, before you've seen the results, before you've enjoyed the big paycheck. And if you're able to do that, or if you help others able to do that, then you really have a chance to enjoy that second phase or that second stage, and most importantly, that third phase, that third stage, because network marketing provides a business model and an opportunity that's unlike anything out there. I mean, it really is the ultimate American dream, entrepreneurial spirit, and the true chance to have financial freedom, time freedom, and not be owned by a job, but to own your life.
And that's the dream of most everybody that I know. And, you know, if you go through the process, if you improve yourself, if you do the hard work in phase one and get to phase two and develop enough people, teach enough people to get to phase three, then things become more fun and more exciting. So that's what you have to look forward to. Again, no matter where you are in this business, the most important thing is phase one. It's building, recruiting, duplicating. And when things start to slow down, always go back to phase one. If your phone's not ringing off the hook, if your team is not keeping you busy, if they're not asking you to do three-way phone calls, if they're not asking for your time because they're so active that they need your help, then you need more team. You need more people, and that's what's going to drive your income is new energy and new folks. And we've got some great things on the corporate side that we're working on. Very excited about that. And you're going to see everything is going to get more fun and easier as we come into the new year. But there's great things right now, and certainly hope that you're out there promoting Dave's events coming up in Florida and your business on a regular basis. Just day in, day out. You're open for business when you're sharing samples. So share those samples of the Scoop of Greens. I had some this morning and made a difference in my day. I mean, here I am. It's late at night, and I've been going all day long and feeling great. So I hope you are as well. And that's it for here this evening. That's our 25 minutes for this Tuesday evening, November 9th. And every Thursday night, we have a business opportunity presentation. So you can direct guests to learn more about our company and our business and our products. And I encourage you to do that. Same time, same number. It's 48 hours from now, Thursday night, and we will catch you on Thursday night. Jackie, thanks so much for hosting, and thanks to each and every one of you who listened in tonight, and for those who are listening in on the recording of the call. So we will catch you Thursday night, same time, same number. Go out and build, go out and lead, or go out and lead leaders, depending on where you are in your business. Have a great night. Bye now.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.